and welcome to this Interactive Investor podcast. I'm Nina Kelly, and I'm delighted to be joined today from Florida by mathematician Dr. Richard Smith to discuss inflation and why ordinary people can't afford to ignore its impact on their money. Dr. Smith has created tools to help people better understand investment risk and is passionate about empowering people to make better investment decisions. After studying mathematics at the University of California, Berkeley, he earned a PhD in systems science. He is the CEO of the Foundation for the Study of Cycles, a not-for-profit organisation conducting research on economic cycles and how they can be used to make the world a better place. Dr. Smith's new book, The Risk Manifesto, explores the psychology of investing and aims to help individuals sidestep self-destructive instincts and manage their fear of risk. A warm welcome to you, Dr. Smith, and thank you for spending some of your time with us.
Thank you for having me, Nina. Very happy to be here.
For those who may not know, what is inflation and why does it matter?
I think the best explanation that I've heard of inflation came from Warren Buffett, who said it is a hidden tax on money. So inflation means that essentially there's more money out there chasing assets, and so the prices of those assets go up. So it's really a hidden tax on cash, right? The money you have in the bank, which isn't really earning interest, decreases in value in an inflationary environment. So that's what most of us have to remember. If inflation is at 2%, you know, and you have $100 in the bank, 1 year from now, that might as well be $98 instead of $100, and you didn't do anything. Inflation did it. So inflation really diminishes the value of cash over time.
Now that we have a definition, I was hoping you could explain how inflation affects the global economy.
Yes, well, I think it affects it in a couple of different ways. You know, for ordinary people, it affects the prices that we pay for things, the value of our money. That's what I was saying before, right? So the prices of things go up, and it costs more money to buy those things. And if wages aren't keeping up with price inflation, that creates a lot of pain for most of the people in the world. But it also affects how investment capital is allocated and what investors want to do with their money, whether or not they invest that in growth stocks or they invest it in value stocks or bonds, et cetera. So it has a huge impact on the global economy. It really is in many ways kind of the defining financial metric of the global economy. Everything depends on what's happening with inflation.
What does inflation mean for different investments? For example, if people have invested money in shares, bonds, or commodities?
Right. Well, again, it all goes back to how inflation destroys the value of cash, right? So cash is very valuable in the shorter term, but over time, as inflation takes hold, that cash becomes less valuable, right? So investors are going to favor investments that protect their cash and stop the ravages of inflation from destroying their long-term purchasing power. So you've seen a lot of concern about inflation in the markets and in the media right now. I'm not convinced that we really are on the verge of runaway inflation right now. We could talk about that later. But just the very concern about possible inflation, you've really seen growth stocks take a big hit. So why is that? It's because growth stocks don't really promise to give us cash, you know, until further down the road, many times 10 years down the road or more. So your cash is kind of tied up in these growth stocks and it's getting, you know, less valuable over time and you're not getting more cash in the near term. Those realities make growth stocks less attractive to investors when you have inflation. Commodities, on the other hand, you know, they're going to go up in price. They're going to kind of keep up with inflation. So a lot of commodities do well during inflationary environments. As for shares, you know, it depends if it's growth stocks, if it's value stocks. Value stocks tend to do better in inflation. environments. And again, it's because value stocks are giving you more cash now, right? Whereas growth stocks don't give you more cash until later when that cash is worth less. So it's all really about cash and the relationship to inflation and then kind of discounting the value of that cash over time, which is really what investors do.
At a time of rising inflation, should people save their money or carry on investing?
Saving their money, saving our money, right? You can't just leave cash in the bank in an inflationary environment because that cash will become worthless, worth less over time, right? No matter what you do. So that is what happens with cash. So you can invest it in bonds and try to lock in some gains to keep up with inflation, but that's tough to do as well. And being in the stock market can be a good place to keep up with inflation, but again, you have to be careful about value stocks versus growth stocks, what sectors would make good places to have your money in the markets during an inflationary environment. So you really do have to make a decision and kind of stay alert to what's happening with inflation. You definitely shouldn't just leave your money in the bank with no good interest in an inflationary environment.
And finally, do you have any do's and don'ts for beginner investors who might be worried about the impact of inflation on their portfolios?
Well, I do think it's one of the most important things that people need to educate themselves about and have some basic idea of how to track inflation. Maybe find a investor like Warren Buffett or other successful investors over the long term with decades of experience in the markets, who they can really look to have a read on what's happening with inflation and whether or not they really need to factor that into their portfolios. Right now, I think that the market's concerns about inflation have gotten a little ahead of themselves. You know, we have this kind of recovery and reopening going on post-COVID. Things are heating up, but there's still a lot of people out of work right now. And I think that as the economy reopens, that kind of initial overheating is likely to settle down. As more people come back into the workforce, that's likely to drive down wages, which will lower inflation. So I'm not personally convinced that we're about to embark on runaway inflation. But again, my main point is, and my main kind of suggestion to beginner investors is that you need to learn about inflation. It is really probably the biggest single thing you need to factor into what kind of portfolio you have for the years ahead.
Dr. Smith, many thanks for your time and for sharing those valuable insights with us. Thank you all for listening, and please feel free to like and subscribe to II Podcasts. You can find more by way of investment ideas at ii.co.uk. And if you're a beginner, we have plenty of jargon-free resources in our Knowledge Centre. Bye for now.